news, and this is one that I know that you have been following, Doctor, because we really thought that these e-cigarettes were going to be the answer for a lot of people to get them to be able to satisfy, you know, satisfy their cravings and not smoke in people's faces. Los Angeles, Long Beach, other areas in Southern California, not seeing it that way. They're basically treating e-cigarettes as cigarettes. What's going on?
I don't know, Bean. It makes me a little bit crazy. The first thing you said was that it was going to be the answer for people addicted to tobacco, is that it does seem to be effective for people addicted to tobacco. And the unfortunate, my concern is that people, and by people I mean legislators and people who are concerned with bumming everyone's high, are confusing addiction to tobacco with addiction to nicotine. I intentionally addict people to nicotine sometimes to get them off tobacco, which is what's killing them. The fact is there are nicotine replacement systems out there, like gum and lozenges and sprays, that if people get addicted to, I am delighted, because I was just reading an article.
I feel like I need to become addicted to that then.
Well, if you lose some weight, and God forbid, it's so funny. I was reading some of the articles on e-cigarettes before we got on the air here, and the one thing they were saying was, you get addicted to nicotine, and everyone knows nicotine can raise your heart rate. It's like, and that's right. That's about all nicotine is going to do to you. Nicotine is highly addictive and essentially harmless.
It won't kill you of lung cancer.
No, it's the tobacco. It's tobacco. Now, it's the nicotine in tobacco that addicts you, but the nicotine itself is relatively harmless. It's in the tobacco smoke that is killing people. And now they're translating that nicotine addiction to e-cigarettes, which seem to be – and by the way, the jury is out. I'll admit that we don't have conclusive evidence. And by the way, everyone's looking at e-cigarettes going – we don't have yet evidence that lifelong use of e-cigarettes is safe. And I thought, oh, great. So we're going to have to wait an entire life.
Have to wait 80 years.
Lifespan before we can say e-cigarettes are okay. They have phenols and things in them that are of concern, but they're at low levels and they're not nearly, I mean, everyone agrees on this. They're not nearly of the concern of tobacco. And so, okay, let's tamper the enthusiasm and okay, let's be careful because teenagers are getting their hands on this, as they do on just about everything.
Right.
But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
So when the Los Angeles City Council votes, as they did, 14-0 to outlaw what's called vaping, which is to use the e-cigarettes in public. So they're saying you can't use them in public places, in parks and beaches and places like that. They're saying that they're doing that to protect the health of people who might be nearby, just as if we were talking about real smoking.
Exactly. And by the way, I mean
– don't get us started on secondhand smoke.
That's right. I mean, Adam and I have been going off on that for years. I mean, I'm all for protecting people. And yes, if you sat in a room with a smoker your entire life, that's going to be bad. But on the beach?
Yeah.
Really? To me, it's just overreach, again, of a nanny state. So here we go. Even our local governments are crawling up our tushes.
Are these people good people that are just trying to help and that they really don't understand?
Well, they're trying to help. Of course they're looking out for the well-being of the populace. That's, of course, their intention. But I think this, you know, to me, I guess the reason it upsets me so much is that it falls into this category of moralizing about addiction. And if something becomes a habit because it's biologically addicting, it's inherently, therefore, bad.
Right.
And I'm saying that, no, there are complex relationships of the human to chemicals. And let's evaluate each one independently. Let's not just say, because something is addictive, therefore it makes people bad, and only bad people use it, and we got to protect people from it. If we really applied that logic, it's a lot of medication we'd have to get rid of, too.
Right. Dr. Drew, I've never really been around an e-cigarette. What is the sensation like for the person sitting next to you at the restaurant? It's not like having a cloud of smoke from a cigarette or cigar coming through you. What's it feel or smell like?
Engineer Anderson at Loveline has been smoking these things for years, and I've sat next to him for years. And although it's a little bit the biggest sensation is, why is that guy putting that pen in his mouth?
Why is there a light at the end of this?
It's a little uncomfortably, sort of scares me. That, but the actual vapor doesn't seem to get anywhere near. And as I said, I've sat in that room for, he's probably been 3 years with these things. No way is it like a cigarette smoke.
So you don't walk out of Loveline every night smelling like this guy?
Well, it's on my clothes a little bit. My wife wonders who I've been standing. No, it's nothing. It's zero. I don't smell it, and it doesn't get on my clothing. It's very different. Now, I suppose if I, you know, made an effort to go over there, and again, because listen, I am a scientist, so the science needs to be completed. I get that. But please, everybody, nicotine, it's addictive. Good, that's fine. Let's addict them to the cigarettes and the gum and the lozenges, all the good nicotine sources. The tobacco is the problem. Tobacco is what kills.
Dr. Drew on call on HLN Monday through Friday nights at 6. Of course, Loveline with Mike Catherwood, Sunday through Thursday nights at 10. And a fine variety of podcasts, including the Dr. Drew podcast, the Mike and Drew podcast, the Adam and Drew podcast. That's all at drdrew.com or podcast1.com. Thanks so much for the time, Doc.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.